Hello, L.A. You're up way past your bedtime, aren't you? Hope you've slipped into something comfortable. I know I have. If you're new to town or just new to this whole radio thing, you're listening to The Deb of Night, the only girl who will spend the night with you and leave first thing in the morning, guaranteed. Well, looks like the boards are lighting up. Aren't I the popular one? Let's see. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Who will be the lucky caller? You've got the first shot at Deb tonight. So, who do I have the pleasure of speaking to?
Hi, Deb. This is, Vigo.
Vigo? So, Vigo, why are you up so late?
I'm working the late shift here at the, yacht club.
Uh-huh. How many boats do you own, Vigo?
Two. Actually, three. One is, in the shop.
I used to do a little yachting myself. What brand of yacht do you have?
You probably wouldn't know the brand. I bought them in Italy.
Ah, la Italia bella. Parlate italiano?
Yes.
Arrivederci, Vigo. Caller two, you're on The Deb of Night. Be gentle.
Hi, Deb.
Hello, caller.
Hi, Deb.
Is tonight a rerun?
Deb.
Caller number three, what's keeping you up tonight?
Deb, listen to me, Deb. They're at it again and people have got to know. They've got to know because they don't know. They won't report this stuff on the news because they own the news.
Hello, Gomez. What's the latest conspiracy?
Conspiracy? This goes beyond conspiracy, okay? There's no word for something as devious and secret as this, you understand? The people need to hear this. They need to know the real story.
You've got our undivided attention.
All right. As we all know, the Americans established a moon base back in the late 70s. That's no secret. But what most people don't know is that they have been conducting a dig. Not for resources, but for artifacts.
I see.
Well, it's no coincidence that the Chinese have started conducting space missions. You know why? I'll tell you why. The reason is because the Chinese are trying to stop the Americans from finding an ancient space probe sent by the Beta Centaurians. And why? Because the Beta Centaurians are giving space technology to the Chinese to get back at the Andromedans, a.k.a. the Greys, for giving space technology to the Americans in the 50s.
Fascinating.
The American government's been putting more money into space. Don't you see what's happening? I can't believe I'm the only one that's figured it out. Am I the only person alive that can see what's going on? It's because the Andromedans and the Betas are going to be fighting their war in this galaxy through us, Deb. And the American people, the people of Earth, you people, cannot let this happen. It's Mu versus Atlantis all over again.
Thank you, Gomez. And that concludes the news portion of the show. Well, this girl's got to pay her bills, so it's time for a few commercials. But don't go anywhere. I'm just getting warmed up, or should I say, hot.
Friggin' Chicken recently challenged several random people to a taste test between Friggin' Chicken and the other leading chicken-flavored products. Let's listen for which one they preferred.
Ma'am, care to participate in a taste test? Here, try this leading brand of chicken.
Ugh! Oh my gosh! Is that week-old fish?
Now, try this.
Oh! This is some good chicken! What is this?
Sir, take a test for me?
Sure. Seriously, drive these up your ass.
Here, try this one.
Motherfucking great chicken right there. What is this?
It's friggin' chicken.
This is cat, right? Are you feeding me cat?
Try this.
Holy fuck. Fuck, that's good. What the fuck is this shit?
9 out of 10 people preferred friggin' chicken over the competition. Why?
Cause that's some good friggin' chicken. I mean, friggin' chicken.
Friggin' chicken, you'll swear it's the best you've ever had. You love the talking baby movie, and the talking pig, and even the talking car in that show. You know the one I'm talking about. But now prepare for the most hilarious, talkingest, normally mute object yet. He's Steve Cash, a New York banker and recent whittler down on his luck.
And 10 makes 100. Here's your money, ma'am.
Ma'am. I happen to have a glandular problem. That's it. I'm withdrawing all my millions from this bank.
Cash!
She's an ATM machine with the soul of his dead wife.
There's something familiar about this ATM machine.
I love you.
Wow, those marketing guys are geniuses.
Together, they're learning to make the most of their special situation.
So that girl from accounting used me today.
Really?
She wasn't like everybody else. When she pushed my buttons, she was very gentle.
Oh, honey, if you don't stop, I'm gonna have to make a deposit.
Transferring cash. Wednesdays at 8:30 in the BMC. Say goodbye to yellow teeth and spots in your dirty dishes.
It's incredible.
Look at that shine.
Your smile or these dinner plates?
Harnessing the secrets of ancient Egypt, now there's a dishwashing detergent so powerful, it doesn't just leave your dishes spotless, it actually whitens your teeth. Patented Timerly Spirit Hoys remove caked on food and grease and remain on the plate to be absorbed into your food to clean your teeth while you eat. Dazitron, the dishwashing detergent of the future for cleaner plates and whiter teeth. Last year, Democratic candidate Michael Redmonds bought a sports utility vehicle. 3 months later, there were two separate incidences of hit and runs by an unidentified SUV in his area. Is Democratic candidate Michael Redmonds to blame? Can you afford to take that chance? Can your children? Vote Republican Senator Robert Thorne, a candidate that has never committed vehicular homicide. Democratic candidate Michael Redmonds has never publicly stated his opinion on child pornography. Is it because he's hiding something? Would you want a child pornographer voting on this nation's laws? Could you trust your children's future to someone like that? Vote Republican Senator Robert Thorne, the candidate that is committed to locking up child pornographers. Democratic candidate Michael Redmonds recently sued Senator Robert Thorne for accusing Redmonds of being a murderous child pornographer. But Redmonds had previously said he was against clogging up courts with frivolous lawsuits. Wouldn't this make him a hypocrite? Would you want a hypocrite as your next congressman? Would you want your children to become hypocrites? Vote Republican Senator Robert Thorne, a candidate not accused of being a murderous child pornographer.
In a world where people live and die.
Do you think you could just go in there and handle this by yourself?
If that's what it takes. He was about to meet his greatest foe.
Kill them all! All of them!
And a girl.
Hello.
Hi.
And a comic relief sidekick who won't make it to Act 3.
I picked the wrong month to cancel my life insurance.
No, don't say that. You're gonna make it.
With a guy from that other movie that was slightly popular, and what's her name, from that show you sometimes watch. In a movie with two spectacular CGI battle sequences and an advertising campaign that will leave you no choice but to see this film. See it, because it's a movie, and all your friends are going. In theaters Friday, and on DVD in 3 months.